Welcome back to React Native Radio Podcast. Brought to you by NyQuil. If it wasn't for NyQuil, I wouldn't be releasing this today. Episode 235, Dissecting React Native 0.68.
I was prepping just before we started recording and realized I hadn't written down a warmer, but Robin told me that I had an obvious warmer, that I am back from Florida, which, yes, is warmer than where I am now. So, yes, I'm back, everybody.
Yay! Does that mean I can't be the CTO anymore?
You can be the CTO. Yeah, I'll
sweet.
Do whatever you do.
I'm going to go tell HR.
You should. Probably be a better CTO than I am. Thanks to both of you for carrying this show forward when I was gone, and John Major as well when he was here. It was a great vacation. I'm definitely back. I'm definitely glad to be back in the saddle here doing my thing.
You missed the snow, which is fortunate, probably.
I wouldn't say I missed it. I saw pictures. Yeah. We were sitting by the pool and I was scrolling my phone looking at pictures of snow back home.
I was
in
not,
April.
Not happy to wake up to snow in April.
That was a little weird. So all three of us, Robin, Mazen, and myself, are going to be probably a little loopy today. They have good excuses. I don't. They both have babies who keep them up at night. I am just a big baby who decided to go play hockey at 10:30 p.m. and didn't get to sleep till like 2.
10:30?
The thing is, like, after a hockey game, you know, that's like an hour and 15 minutes or something. And then I drive home and that's another 15 minutes. And then take a shower and that's another 15 minutes. And then I'm still keyed up from the game. So I'm like sitting there like trying to go to sleep and I can't.
See, Jamin is starting his hockey game when I've been asleep for an hour. That's very different lifestyles.
I was actually asleep 2 hours before that last night, so I had to.
When you know you're going to be awake later, you go to sleep when the baby's asleep.
I try not to do that too often, but my wife told me that she would very kindly get, normally I get like our girls up for elementary school, but she very kindly said, well, you have a late game. I'll get them up this morning. Because she puts them to bed. I get them up. That's kind of the deal. But enough about that. We're all going to be a little loopy, a little slower today. I don't know. Maybe the audience can't tell. Maybe it's just a normal thing for us.
It sounds pretty normal to me.
Probably. I'm Jamin Holmgren, your host and friendly CTO, at least for the moment, of Infinite Red until HR lets me know that Robin is now CTO permanently. I am unfortunately not in Florida anymore, back in my home here in the Pacific Northwest. And today I'm joined by my audacious co-hosts, Robin and Mazen.
Now, audacious?
Audacious, yes.
Please explain.
I think there's... Okay, what definition of audacious are you using?
I didn't realize... I guess maybe I knew, but I didn't really realize that there were two kind of very different ones.
I'm looking at the Oxford Dictionary. Showing a willingness to take...
Of course you would use the Oxford Dictionary.
Oh, it's just the one that Google shows me.
I guess I'll close Urban Dictionary then.
I didn't seek it out. showing a willingness to take surprisingly bold risks, which is not what I first thought of. The second definition...
It's not the usual go-to for audacious.
Showing an impudent lack of respect is what I would have thought of. But I guess I am trying to steal your job, so that is pretty audacious.
Yeah, I think that there's some accuracy there. Mazen mentioned Urban Dictionary. Should I read the definition from that?
Oh,
yes,
no.
Please. You have to. I mean, Urban Dictionary just makes all words better.
I'm scrolling past a few that would get us banned from the podcast app. Audacious, misspelled, of course.
Oh, gosh.
A goddess among others, able to see others see the light in the darkest hour, can be quiet and serious, but slowly becomes a bubbly, hilarious person. A loyal mate and trustworthy friend. A perfectionist who will do whatever it takes to make this world a better place. A true friend who will help in the worst moments and stand by you till all is done.
That is quite the definition.
Gotta love Urban Dictionary.
Now, why did they add an E in there, though? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
There are already enough vowels in the word audacious. And they added an E.
An E at the end?
No, just right in the middle, like after the C for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Gotta love Urban Dictionary.
But I think that is the best. Sorry, Oxford. I think that's the best definition that I've seen for my audacious co-hosts, Robin and Mazen. Robin is a senior software engineer at Infinite Red. She's located kind of southwest of me in Portland, Oregon, with her husband and two children, and has specialized in React Native for the past 5 years. How are you doing, Robin?
I'm good. You know, I've got coffee, I've got snacks, I'm all good.
Awesome. And then Mazen Chami lives in Durham, North Carolina with his wife and newborn son, I can say that now. He is a former pro soccer player and coach and is a senior React Native engineer also here at Infinite Red. And how are you doing, Mazen?
Good, good. Getting more sleep and yeah, it's afternoon for me here, unlike for you guys just getting up on your end.
You know, you said that your son is sleeping right in the room next door.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful about getting you too worked up about this topic.
I'll try and like hold it in once we get into the topic.
I somehow don't think that would be a huge problem.
Our topic today is going to be dissecting React Native 0.68. So everybody get your lab coat on. We're going to be performing some dissection.
You frogs.
Did you have to do that in high school? I did that.
No, I never did. Yeah. I always expected that I would because that's what you see in like media.
Yeah, I actually did. I remember how... Never mind, I'm not going to go into details.
Please don't.
Before we do, this episode is sponsored by Infinite Red. Infinite Red is a premier React Native design and development agency located fully remote in the US and Canada. You know what is interesting? We have never really described or explained why it's always Infinite Red that sponsors this. Like, does Infinite Red just have an unlimited budget for sponsoring podcast episodes? Or does nobody have any interest in sponsoring this podcast? Or else, you know, that's why we're just using by default, you know, Infinite Red. Maybe these are the thoughts that are going through our listeners' heads. No. We actually get requests every week for people who want to sponsor this podcast. Every single week, we get a request. Someone like, hey, can we sponsor the podcast? And the reality is, we don't really want others to sponsor it. We want to keep it Infinite Red. And the reason for that is we really like having just kind of total freedom of what we want to do here. And because we all work at Infinite Red, you know, it's not like Infinite Red's going to have a problem with it. So we kind of just keep it rolling. It's just, you know, we're not doing this podcast to make sponsorship money. It's to be a part of the community. It's a whole different thing. Is that compelling enough? I think it's true, but
well, yeah. if it's really about being like giving back to the community, we should let people sponsor it for free.
That's an interesting idea. Who do you think we would get?
If it's free advertising, we would get a lot of people.
We do, actually. Like, we mention Expo all the time and we never send them a bill.
We should probably start sending them a bill.
You know, that's probably true.
Or a co-sponsor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, you know, there's some good ideas here. Maybe we could think about it. Anyway, right now, it's just Infinite Red. And secondarily, we are hiring. We're a small team. We're like 30 people at the max, and that's if you count.
Not even.
Yeah, like core team's probably more like 23 or something. And we don't hire very often, but we do have sort of like this standing offer because we want to find great people who want to do just React Native. If you're interested, go to careers.infinite.red. Okay, I've spent plenty of time on this. We are too far into this episode, but let's get into dissecting React Native 0.68. So get your scalpels out. We are going to get started. Oh, wait. I do have one more thing to plug.
Is it a sponsor?
No, it's not a sponsor. I have a new Twitter community. Some of you may not have even known that this is a feature of Twitter, but Twitter has a thing called communities now. And I created one. If you go to rntwitter.infinite.red, it'll redirect you to it. It's called React Native News and Tips. And there are like over 500 React Native engineers in that community. And you'll just see tweets if you go to that community and in your regular feed as well, I think you'll see stuff. And it's only React Native related stuff. Like that's all that we do. So just news and tips of, you know, or people asking Q&A, like, how do I do this or whatever. It's really cool. People are very respectful. So go to rntwitter.infinite.red and request, and then I'll go through and approve people who have requested to join the new community.
It's really cool. I joined it recently, and there's a lot of good information out there and people that are helping. Robin, are you finding it helpful?
No, I'm not, because Twitter won't let me join it.
What?
I don't know
what
why.
What did you do to Twitter?
I know, right?
I don't think I tweeted anything offensive, but yeah, for some reason, yeah, communities, period, do not exist in my Twitter account. I just get a 404, can't view it, can't be invited.
It's like the rollout is just stuck at 99% and won't get to yours for some reason.
Hey, so anybody who works at Twitter, if you're listening, help me out.
What's your handle?
I think at this point, we should all know my handle.
It's true.
If you listen
Robin
to the
underscore
end,
Heinz.
Robin underscore Heinz with an E at the end.
Yes.
I would love to join this Twitter community. I'm having some serious FOMO not knowing what's going on.
It's pretty fun. And yeah, it's kind of unfortunate. There are a few others who have had some trouble. But all right, let's get going. So React Native 0.68 was, it was released. Wow. When did it drop?
Like 2-3 weeks ago.
Something like that. Yeah. And obviously I was not around. And by the time this actually releases, this episode releases, of course, it may be longer than that. But yeah, they put out a blog post, and we're going to talk about the highlights as well as maybe a little bit more kind of deeper changes with this, if we have time, which we probably won't because I've been talking far too long. So without further ado, what have we noticed, or what are sort of the highlights of React Native 0.68, which has just landed?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the new architecture flag.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I think on iOS, it's RCT new arc enabled equals one. That's the flag. And then over on Android, it's org gradle project new arc enabled equals true. And the casing on all of that stuff is not obvious, so you're going to have to go look at the documentation. But that's the flag. Now, we've talked about the new architecture before. Really quickly, it is
Fabric,
Turbo modules, and CodeGen.
Yep.
So you can go listen to our episode about the new architecture with Kevin Ghazali to learn more about it. But yeah, now in my notes, I'm seeing React Native Synergy. What's that?
That's the name that Gant and I and John Major came up with for the React Native new architecture, because we're really tired of calling it just the new architecture, and we think it needs a snappier name. So I started calling it React Native Synergy.
React Native Synergy.
Code names are cool. We should start doing that.
It kind of fits, because it's like, it's all about like being more like synchronous and like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually does kind of work. Okay. So, Mazin, so like, is this something that you would just enable like immediately on your project, or is this something you'd be a little more careful with?
I'd be a little more careful right now, considering it's so new. You don't necessarily know how it's going to affect a lot of the current packages that are built in your project, specifically if you have a lot of community libraries or third-party libraries out there that you're using.
Definitely.
You never really know how that's going to interact. So
yeah,
you want to take it slow. And I would probably recommend having a branch out there where you're testing it out as you're going, just to make sure.
That's a good idea. Just have a running branch.
Exactly.
I definitely try enabling it on just like little side projects or personal projects.
Because you never know. Like one day, everything might work. And you might want to start like investing a little more time of getting that built and pushed out, because there are a lot of benefits. I mean, we don't have to go through the benefits of, because we've talked about it before, but you do level up your app with having this new architecture from a performance standpoint and just look and feel.
You're going to want to like switch over to it eventually. So you maybe want to like think about starting now, just like in a safe branch.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. And, you know, obviously you can also, there's going to be a difference between iOS and Android as well. They're going to have different bugs. They're going to have different behaviors. Eventually, you know, smoothed out and everything should work the same. But, you know, we don't know that for sure. Now, it is worth noting that Facebook themselves, or Meta themselves, are using on Facebook the new architecture already. It is actually, you know, running on one of the biggest apps out there in the wild. So there, you know, it's probably not as bad as you might think a beta would be, but it's still something to keep in mind.
And I think they, like, Facebook has also been making a really concerted effort to get people to opt into this kind of thing mm-hmm. sooner and test it and find the issues mm-hmm. so that they can yeah. fix them. So the sooner people start using it, the sooner it will get better.
Yeah. And to that point, I think they mentioned in this article how many contributors were part of this and, you know, how many testers were actually working on this. So there's a big backing of people, well, developers from the community helping through this. So like you said, Jamin, even though it's, you know, still considered a beta, it's a pretty good beta that's out there. Some people wouldn't use beta software so soon in production, but it's worth starting to work with it. And I think one point to note is, and we have it here in our notes, and Robin and I think talked about it in a previous episode, this does not include React 18 just yet. I believe right. it's coming in a future version, maybe 69. Or yeah. So even though, you know, all the bells and whistles are out there with React 18, you know, sometimes if you do force to upgrade, it won't necessarily work. So if you want React 18, I would wait, because, you know, there's still some plugins that need to happen there.
Well, and actually, one of our engineers pointed this out yesterday or the other day, that React Native actually uses an embedded copy of React, mm-hmm. like a cloned copy. So even if you were to go and change the React version in your package JSON, it would not work because it needs to match up with the sort of embedded React inside React Native.
Yeah. And from what I understand, it would appear to work in development mode. Like it would actually work in development mode. But once you actually bundle it, it would just fall back to the embedded version, apparently. Yeah. So
you'll have to wait probably until, I think, 69
yeah.
for React 18.
And that will really, that's where you're going to see the most benefits from the new architecture, yeah. because that actually then uses, you know, batching and concurrent and all that. So, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, cool. Are there any other, like, are there any breaking changes?
Nothing too bad. They bumped the version of Node on the React Native CI servers. So the servers mm-hmm. that are running the tests on React Native are running Node 16 now. And the version that's required for users is 14 and above.
Yeah.
They updated Android Gradle to 7.0.1, which means users have to be using JDK 11, the Zulu 11.
Yeah, so flavor. That one's actually kind of a bigger deal, because you're actually going to have to change your like your environment. You're going to have to go in there. If you installed, and I'm trying to remember the name, OpenJDK 8, you know, like brew, install, adopt OpenJDK 8, then you're going to need to install the 11 version. And I do have an article. It's actually focused on M1 Max, but you could actually use it to upgrade to the latest Zulu 11 is what they recommend, the JDK flavor they recommend for Intel and M1 Max. So I do have an article about this on Redshift, our blog, and I'll post that in the show notes. But you can't just hang out there on JDK 8 and expect things to work just fine. That is a breaking change with this one. So if you upgrade, make sure that your development environment switches the JDK version over from 8 to 11. And we do have an article of how to do that.
Another breaking change. Well, I wouldn't call it breaking change specifically, because it doesn't necessarily break. But the RCT bundle URL provider, so this is on iOS specifically, doesn't need the fallback mm-hmm. resource. So usually that's when you put in your local host. That parameter is not needed anymore. Or you'd put your local host or pass in nil most of the time. Yeah. Now you don't have to do that. And I believe also, Jim, when you looked into the changelog and you found that they even created a new function that you could call that doesn't yeah. even need that parameter at all. So two options. You can kind of yeah. keep it as is with your nil, even though it won't take the nil anymore and accept it.
Yeah.
Or you call the new function that just you don't even have to call that parameter.
It looks like it's backwards compatible. In fact, the old method is still being called by the new one. So I think the old one will continue to work at least for a while. But yeah, that one, that's like in your app delegate, I guess. Yeah. And so if you're not in Xcode messing around in your app delegate, then you probably are fine. But yeah, if you do create a new React Native app and you're trying to, you know, point to a local host of some sort, to, you know, pull in a different JavaScript package, your React bundle, the RCT bundle URL provider is, the signature has changed a little bit. Looks like there's also some tooling bumps. So there's, you know, a new version of the CLI, the new version of Metro, React DevTools Core, Flipper has been updated, React Native Code Gen has been updated, Kotlin, Soloader, Gradle themselves, and then the Android Compile and Target SDK is now at 31. So those are some changes as well. If you're bumping up to 0.68, you should be aware of. What else do we have? We kind of dug into a few other things. What else do we have there, Robin?
So they added test ID forwarding on modals. So if you're doing end-to-end testing, like with Etox or Appium or whatever, test ID was not being forwarded to modals before, and it is now.
Okay, that's helpful.
I'm not sure if that's a new feature or if it was a fix for something that broke,
mm-hmm.
but that's useful. Looks like there was an issue where if your errors were handled by Logbox, which I think is a crash reporter.
It's the more beautiful screen that shows the backtrace and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, like the yellow screen? The yellow that pops up? Yeah, that's Logbox.
Oh, that's Logbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the new thing.
If you Google Logbox, it's like a different thing. Oh, weird.
Really? Yeah.
That's not related at all.
Are you on Urban Dictionary again?
Announcing React Native. So Logbox was introduced in 63. Got it.
It's like also where you have some specific errors, you can kind of, you know, import Logbox from React Native and then ignore them. Like if they start with, I don't know, let's say start with warning and you don't care about your warnings for some reason, you could ignore them.
So Rick Hanlon was the one who created this beautiful, designed and created this beautiful Logbox. So I do have to give him a little shout out. It is really nice. I did complain about it the other day.
You did.
I tweeted, while I appreciate the beauty of this error screen, it's useless. Because I was getting the console warning of possible unhandled promise rejection. And it gave me no information about where it came from. And Ricky came into the replies and said, agreed and thank you. So
thanks for the feedback.
I think they're working on it. I also think that some of the improvements do depend on the new architecture. It's going to make it easier to detect stuff like this.
The next one on here was they fixed the empty blank screen after the bundle downloader failed in the dev environment mode. This was specific to Android.
Yeah, I've had this happen to me. So I know. Yeah, that's cool that one's fixed. Mm-hmm. Good. And then keyboard avoiding view wouldn't work with the on layout, callback.
If you did an on layout callback, it didn't trigger correctly.
Okay. So that's nice that's fixed. There's some other stuff. I think the main thing, they kind of kept this one a little more narrowly focused just because of the you know, the giant elephant in the room here, which is React Native Synergy.
Please adopt that name. Jamin, you're in the core team. Propose it.
I don't think I have that much political sway in there to do that. The new architecture, anyway, that's the big one. So, you just have to, in order to do that, go when you're running pod install, just make sure you set the flag. This one's all capitals with underscores, RCT underscore, new underscore, arc, ARCH, underscore, enabled equals one. And then you can run pod install. And then that will make sure that is running Fabric and Turbo modules. And then on Android, just set the new arc.
Listen closely. Because this is this is weird. Or is that the one where you're going to the org griddle? Yeah.
Yes. So, okay. You can either change the corresponding line in android/griddle.properties file for new arc enable. And that's headless camel case. So lowercase new, upper A in arc, A-R-C-H, but the rest is lowercase. And then this is not the right medium to be doing this.
No.
Okay. And then enabled, which has a capital E. Or set an environment variable. Should I not even try this one?
We'll link to the docs in the show notes. This is ridiculous.
I'm going to try it.
Try this one. Please set your new project using Jamin's translation of this.
You should be coding off of this.
On hard mode.
Set an environment variable, which is all caps org, O-R-G, underscore, all caps Gradle, all caps, and then an underscore, all caps project, underscore, lowercase new, no underscore now. So we're done with the underscores. New is under, I'm dying here. Arc with a capital A, enabled, capital E. So it's org underscore Gradle underscore project underscore new arc enabled equals true. And then invoke Gradle with dash P, no space, new arc enabled again, lowercase N, uppercase A, uppercase E.
Capital P for that.
Well, folks, this is that's the all worst. The time we have for today.
This is the worst podcast content that we have ever put out. And we've done some doozies. Then you can run your app with Yarn, React Native, run Android, or run iOS, and you'll be running using Fabric and Turbo modules enabled. And so that's how you do that. Wow. If you'd like to nerd out more about React Native, this time with visuals, check out my Twitch stream, which I will be getting back to it hopefully tomorrow. I said tomorrow, that like you would, like they would know. Hopefully on Mondays and Fridays. at rn.live, which, by the way, there's a cool new website. Go check that one out. Or youtube.infinite.red. You can also join our Slack community, community.infinite.red. You can go to our new Twitter community, rntwitter.infinite.red, if your name is not Robin. I guess also go find us on Twitter, just in general. Robin sitting by herself, not in the community. She's at Robin_Hines.
I got to start tweeting at people. Like, come on, let's get some moving on this. I'm a celebrity.
Right?
I'm gonna raise heck.
We'll start a hashtag.
Do you know who I am?
Are you telling me the co-host of the React Native Radio podcast is not allowed to join the React Native Twitter community? Unacceptable.
You can also find Mazen in the community at Mazen Chami. You can find me at Jamin Holmgren, and React Native Radio's official handle is React Native RDIO. As always, thanks to our producer and editor, Todd Worth, our assistant editor and episode release coordinator, Jed Bartoski, our designer, Justin Husky, and our guest coordinator, Derek Greenberg. Thanks to our one and only sponsor, Infinite Red. Check us out, infinite.red/react-native. Make sure to subscribe. Reminder, we're hiring. Go to careers.infinite.red, and we'll see you all next time.
Bye.